was incredible. Where did you learn to do all of that? The young nurse asks as she rolls the sheets across her body. The man smiles. He places a cigarette in his mouth and then he stands. Oh, I had lots of practice. I once worked in a morgue. Her mouth drops open. What? Well, doll, I must be leaving now. He then pulls up his trousers. I have several people I need to kill before the day is through. Oh, and a gangster organization to overthrow. You say that as if you're going to the office or something. He grabs his shirt and puts an arm into the sleeve. Well, I am. You going to tell me your real name? He grins again. If I do, then I would have to kill you. How bad do you want to know it? Oh, well, that's quite all right. I can live without it. So will I ever see you again? Nope. She then sits up in the bed. Well, why not? What, are you my wife? I am a fugitive. I can't even let you live. But you said...
I said what?
We are married. We love one another. You are my betrothed. What are you talking about? You said if you told me your name. The man grabbed the sides of his head. He begins to laugh. You're right, Ronald. What? My name is... We should kill her now. She saw us escape the hospital. What? Oh, yes. The man begins to pace the room in a circle. What are you doing?
I know. Stop! He shouted.
The man grips his head tighter.
You're yelling. Stop yelling at me, Ronald.
Who is Ronald? The man stops. He freezes. He looks at the young nurse. Ronald is my brother. Or I am his brother. One or the other. Her eyes widen. Oh? Yeah, he's in here. And he will not shut up, the man says, pointing a finger to his forehead. The nurse slowly slips from underneath the sheets. She slowly grabs her uniform. All the while, she watches the man spinning in a circle, ranting to himself. She reaches for the door, and then the front of her head explodes. She falls forward against the wall and then slides down to the floor. Davis is standing, holding his smoking gun. Are you happy now, Ronald? Good. Now let us go finish it.